opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Shasta Unmasked. This is Jessica.
This is Shay.
We are downtown Reading live in the KCNR radio station, 96.5 FM. You can also find us on Facebook at Shasta Unmasked. And tonight you can call in the studio to talk with us live at 415-903-7539. So, Ashley, are you there?
Yeah, of course. Yep, I'm here.
Hey, we also have Ashley on the line, our other co-host. So tonight we are going to do a review of the Board of Supervisors circus. So, today wasn't actually as bad as normal, but it brought up some really heavy topics. So where should we start?
I feel like when we say things like, not as bad as normal.
That's bad.
It's kind of like what it felt like in 2016 when Trump first came into the circus and we were like, oh my gosh, he cray. And then you just watch more and more and more of it and they cover more and more and more of it and you just get desensitized. And then all of a sudden you feel like, oh, if it's not, you know, if people aren't punching each other and undressing and running down the street naked,
well,
then and it's a good day.
And the sad thing was, okay, we had a member of the community have to be removed before the meeting even started for harassing the board members. Then we had somebody else have a seizure and have to be taken to the hospital. Not funny, but it's just so, so sad. And then we had to have, what else happened that was chaos? And then we're talking about really heated topics like abuse happening from the highest powers of our county to employees. And so, I mean, those are some serious topics. So I guess the fact that it wasn't as bad isn't really a fact. It was pretty bad.
It was bad.
Yep, a former guest of ours, Mary Williams, came in and spoke during public comment. That was good.
And I have her the recording, which I want to play in a little bit. But the first one I wanted to play is Mary Ricker, Shasta County Supervisor of Area 3, which is my area that I live in, and I love Mary. But she had some really strong words. And I'm going to use some clips tonight to show our listeners from Shasta Scout. So I just want to shout out Shasta Scout and Annalise Pierce for her reporting on the Board of Supervisors meeting tonight, because she did get some important clips and information out there for the public. So I want to be sure everybody knows that the clips came from her. So while I find it, you guys go ahead and start. You can talk a little bit about what Mary said.
Oh, go, Ash. You were there, or you listened in.
Well, I mean, Mary said a bunch of stuff. I think the things that still, like, stand out to me the most is she's really trying to get the board majority or whatever you want to call it to start talking about who brings up these topics and these agenda items that only affect like less than a handful of people in the county and why it is so important to bring these things forward versus taking care of other things that is actually in the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors and not these wild other things that are either conspiracy driven or things that are completely outside of the purview of the board or things that just don't make any sense to be bringing up with such, you know, lengthy time of them being worked on and with such an unnecessary urgency.
Right.
Like the shipping container
thing. The shipping containers.
Like the eminent domain thing, like things like that.
Yeah. It's been going on for weeks.
Well,
years. Some of them have been going on for a year. Yeah.
And like Patrick Jones's shooting range has been going on for a super long time. And it's basically a pet project. He wants to get that completed before he's out of office. It's his, which is completely
It's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, a major conflict of interest.
It's a conflict of interest.
Like that. Get out of your own business and be doing the people's business. That's what should be happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I did find the clip. So let's start with Mary Williams. So Mary Williams was our Shasta County's acting CEO for a while, and she resigned. And she was a guest on our show a couple months ago where she dropped a lot of bombshells. She talked about how you know, there had been a lot of just unprofessional behavior from the supervisors, specifically Kevin Cry and Patrick Jones. And there had been a lot of, you know, difficulty working in the environment that was created by these supervisors. And today she went to the board meeting and she spoke out for the first time in a public meeting since she resigned from her role. And mm-hmm. she was there to speak about, do we have the item number?
Oh, it was C18, which was Chapter 22, Personnel Rules.
The Personnel Rules. So mm-hmm. there was personnel rules that were changed, and Mary spoke to why they were changed, and I think it's really powerful. So I want to play. Hopefully it'll work, and you guys can hear because it's on my phone. So give me 1 second.
Duty to remaining county employees that just won't go away. Item C18 today, specifically the updates to Chapter 22 of the Personnel Rules, tell the story of a work environment where such specific and detailed policies are now necessary to address harassing, abusive, and retaliatory conduct, and procedures must be outlined for handling of complaints against elected officials. It's a story of a year of pressing for change in outcomes in a system that is designed to intentionally lead employees to a dead end. Historically, Shasta County did not need such explicit policies because a commitment to a safe and respectful work environment was evident in our work culture. However, I can personally attest that the current environment has necessitated spelling out what was once the standard way of doing business. It is unfortunate that victims had to pave the way for these policies to be considered. Tireless actions behind the scenes to make improvements should have been enough, but here we are. C18 is a reactionary measure, not a proactive one, and those of us who have been in the trenches know it is a band-aid on a deeper wound. Progress is slow, but it is imminent because we will not stop pushing for it. A step in the right direction will be when this board does not selectively release investigation findings only when they like the outcome. To county employees, I want you to know that I am still here. I did not simply walk away after I resigned from my position. I have remained engaged this entire time. Although I don't work for this county any longer, I still live here. I'm raising a family here, and I'm invested in this future and in yours. I'm on LinkedIn and on socials if you'd like to connect with me, even if just for a listening ear. Thank you.
Wow. So that was really powerful.
Very powerful.
Yeah. I feel really bad that people with such... Again, Mary said it today, too. People with such a huge knowledge base and people who care so much about the county get pushed out because of such a toxic work environment. And then they can't even feel like they're safe and welcome to come back and speak up on it
right.
because the arena around that community is also so incredibly toxic that you just do not want to have to deal with it. But then again, you know, you really do care about the community and you want to speak in, you know, speak up for people who won't speak up for or can't speak up for themselves.
And Mary Williams,
you gotta fight the bullet and go out there.
Mary Williams was very brave to come there and speak her truth and talk mm-hmm. About where that policy came from. Not let it just be another thing that slid under the rug and let's change this mm-hmm. policy really fast. And nobody knows what happened after a year was spent to get that policy changed. And Patrick mm-hmm. Jones called her a liar.
Yeah, he did.
And said that she lied about contracts when she worked for the county, which is a lie. And mm-hmm. said that they're better off without the employees that have left.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good leadership. Good leadership 101.
Yeah.
And to congratulate all those who are leaving. Yeah, it's gross. And then what we're left with are a whole bunch of actually, not a whole bunch, a small group of unqualified bullies because these people that they're bringing in aren't even qualified to do the jobs that they're being tasked to do.
And the recruitment process and trying to attract people to the county, I can't even imagine how difficult it is to even for the applicants that do apply to sift through those to find out which ones are qualified and to not just replace those with people who are more, you know, election deniers or conspiracy theorists or, you know, and to make matters worse.
When we come back.
Because in the end, that's what they want, is just people to get into those positions who toe the line of the extremists.
We do have to take a break real quick, but when we come back, I want to listen to Mary's response. She had a very powerful response also. Mary Rickert.
Yeah.
And I also want to talk about an anonymous message that I received on our Shasta Unmasked page regarding the county and some things. So stay tuned to hear about that message. We'll be right back.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Shasta Unmasked, live in the downtown Reading station, KCNR 96.5 FM. And we have a call-in phone number for tonight so that we can all stay on the phone together. It is 415-903-7539, so call in if you want to chat, and we will be here. So we want to listen now to Mary Rickert's powerful comment today in response to the chaos at the county. Mary continues to be a powerhouse and, in my opinion, one of the two only leaders on that board that is fighting for our county to remain sane. And just a preface to that is that Mary Rickard needs to keep her seat in November for our board majority to change.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
You may think the opposite if you're not paying attention because you think out with the old, in with the new. But the reality is that Mary has been fighting for our county this whole time. So if she remains on her, in her seat, then the rest of the board majority, the rest of the board is going to change and the majority will now be new, and hopefully we have a positive outlook of how that will look.
And Mary is so strong in her convictions of nonpartisan work.
Right. Yeah.
She's been very clear and has proven time and time again she's not a partisan puppet like those three other dudes.
Right. She truly cares about all of us. She cares about this county. She is a powerhouse businesswoman. Mm-hmm. She is approachable. You can call her. You can text her. You can message her. She's always answering. Mm-hmm. She runs circles around much younger people.
Yeah.
And Mary has... What I've learned about her in the last year has been pretty incredible. She just has so much knowledge about the county, how it works, the amount of research that she does. She always does her research. Always. Some of the things she thinks about before these board agenda items come up, I'm like, dang, she even, you know, she beat me to that. I didn't even think of looking that up. But yes, we need to vote November 5th for Mary Rickard to keep her seat in Area 3, so make sure you do that. Okay, I'm going to play it now. That's my speech for Mary. And hold on, just give me 1 second. Oh, technical difficulties.
Do you want me to sing a song?
Yeah, go ahead. Never Trump, never Trump.
Is that Ben or is that Ashley?
Oh, that was me. I mean, I could literally play a song. If we
here she goes.
We are the laughing stock of the state of California. I have people that will tell me that they have relatives in other counties that watch our board meetings for entertainment. This is reprehensible. This is not the Gestapo state anymore. It's got to stop. And I am sick and tired of people being abused, of us losing talent and institutional knowledge that we will never be able to replace. And I am tired of it. When will Shasta County come to the realization that what is happening right now in Shasta County is going to take decades to ever recover from? And I'm all there is to it.
That's it. We're lucky that Mary chose to run again for 4 more years to keep her knowledge, for her to be able to share that with the rest of the new board that's coming on. We are so lucky. We must get behind her and vote on November 5th. Get your friends out. If you hear anyone say that they are not voting because they're too tired or, oh, I don't think I'll make it, they need to get out and vote. There's no excuses. If we can't make a difference in our national politics right now and you feel like your vote's not going to matter anyways, do it for our county, because your local vote does matter. Every single vote matters.
Well, and she sits up there voluntarily dealing with the abuse that she has to deal with week after week after week.
So
with
much.
Those guys.
So much.
Specifically, Cry
right.
and Jones. Those two specifically.
And community members. I mean, she gets up there. People bash her so much. And I'm just sitting here thinking, you do not even know her at all. I mean, some people, because she only recently is talking about the things she does, but you don't, you know, people don't know all of the sacrifices that she's made.
It is the same handful of people that continue to show up.
We have a guest.
Oh, we have a guest.
Yeah,
call.
I didn't realize. I was like, what does that say?
Let's
go. We have a caller. So I can't pronounce the name, so let's just let the caller on. Hi, caller.
Hi, it's me, Dolores.
Oh, hey, Dolores.
Hi, I just want to call you guys, and I just realized you guys were on today, so I figured turn it on and listening to what you're talking about. You know, we definitely need to fight for Mary. We definitely need to keep her on that seat. We do not need another bully. We do not need another Corky Harmon who actually has contracted with the county, you know, for him to double dip, thinking he's going to go in there and double dip, because that's what it would be. it's a criminal for him to think that he could just, you know, he's going to get in there and he could have his business and make money off the county that he's going to be representing. It's a conflict of interest, 1090.
Right. So for our listeners that aren't aware, I know that Corky Harmon is running against Mary Rickert, and
correct.
He owns a business, and that business was awarded a contract a few months ago, right?
Right.
For multiple millions of dollars, right?
Correct.
For his business, and it was awarded by our board, who is campaigning for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. I agree with Dolores. It does seem like a conflict of interest. I don't know about the legalities of it and all of that, so I can't agree to that, but I do think it's definitely a conflict of interest, and I mean, if nothing else, it definitely shows character flaw.
Yeah, on its face, it doesn't look good.
No,
it doesn't look good at all.
Yeah, no, definitely, because it's, you know, like, you know, I've been saying it for a while, and I've been working with other agencies, and I actually was today in another agency's office, and I went in there basically, you know, explaining this is another case I'm bringing in. And, you know, and I also reached out to the Secretary of State asking them to disqualify him due to the contract that he has received from the board who approved the contract. See, it is a conflict of interest because he already ran in the primary. So, therefore, he's already, you know, running for a runoff. But if he gets in there, all those contracts will be a void. He cannot double dip. He cannot make money off the county that he's representing. You can't do that. It's not legal.
It also seems like the supervisors who are campaigning for him shouldn't have been able to vote for that.
Correct, because they're also involved helping him. So therefore, they should be recusing themselves from anything. But they shouldn't even be voting, period, on any contract anymore. We know they do whatever they want. They don't care, but you know, we need to fight for Mary. We need to make sure she stays on that board.
We do, because if Corky wins, we can expect more of the same of what we've seen with Patrick Jones, these special pet projects where now you're getting awarded millions of dollars for contracts. What's next? What other? Yeah. I know he has what's it called? The property. He has like a housing subdivision going up.
Right, the shooting range.
So,
right.
No. Corky Harmon has a subdivision that's being built. He's building a subdivision. So, what else is going to come? What other personal gain is he going to have by being a supervisor? Yes. What other things are his buddies that have voted for his millions of dollars going to also vote for him with his projects, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, definitely. It never ends, and they think they can do that. The reason they think they can do that is because nobody has called them out, and nobody has done anything, because they've been doing it for so long. They think, it's okay. You know, I've been hearing people, all he has to do is recuse himself. Oh, yeah, double dip, and let your buddies vote on the contract that you're going to be getting. And as long as you're a board of supervisors, you can't, even though you recuse yourself. It doesn't matter. You do represent the people. You can double dip. That's criminal. You cannot do that.
I think a lot of people are unaware of what's going on in our county, honestly. They're really not aware. Unless you're sitting down at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday watching those board meetings,
like
we do. But what happened for me, I can tell you, is like I watched my first one, and then I was hooked because, as Mary pointed out, people watch these board meetings for entertainment, and unfortunately, it really is like a bad reality TV show. And I am so convicted in my thoughts and feelings on democracy that I couldn't look away. I mean, it's like watching a train wreck, but you feel like you have to do something. Once you know, you really do feel like you have to get involved. And I hope that people are listening. And maybe just tune into one Tuesday meeting, and you will find yourself in disbelief, I think, of what our county is doing.
Right, and then start paying attention.
Yes,
because
and vote.
Pay attention and vote.
Vote. It's important to vote. You want to get rid of these guys or whatever. You need to vote. And you know, and I'm also working on Kevin Cry to remove him from office, because he has multiple contracts with all the schools in the county, which is criminal, which is prohibited. And so he needs to be removed. So I'm reaching out to somebody higher than that could probably remove him and charge him criminal for all the contracts. There were, if you go under the FCPC, you type his name, you'll see my name and Jeff Gorder that they accepted or I guess we did file complaints against him separately. So they you'll see our name, and it's still pending. That case is still pending. Even when Kevin Fry said, oh, they're not doing nothing, it's right. Over, it's closed. No, go on the west
Well, thank you for all your work, Dolores. We really appreciate you staying on top of it. We do have to go to break, so thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good night, and we will be right back with Shasta Unmasked in just a few minutes.
Living in a lonely world, he took the midnight train going everywhere.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Okay, we'll just let that keep going. Welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. This is Jessica.
And if you'd like to see my dancing skills, go to our TikTok page.
Yeah. We are having some fun this evening. We are live in the Reading studio, KCNR downtown, 96.5 FM. And we have a new phone number tonight so we can accept all the calls and we can hear everyone at the same time. So if you'd like to call in and chat with us, 415-903-7539 is the number. Feel free to call on in.
Please.
So what is next on our agenda of this board meeting?
Well, Patrick Jones said it was legal to carry guns in government buildings because they themselves have given permission at the board.
because it's up to the local.
It's up to the board.
Up to the board
side.
Except for just a couple of weeks ago, he said that it was up to the sheriff to control the building.
The sheriff controlled the building because the sheriff was the one who said people had to vacate if there was any sort of... Right.
Why does Patrick Jones want guns inside our government building so bad?
I don't know. Maybe he just feels naked when he doesn't have his with him.
I think he always has his with him.
Well, there's several people in there that always has theirs with them, and not all of them have a CCW.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I've heard. But I think it's really strange. Isn't it weird that he's so obsessed with this?
You know, it's one of those weird things.
Another thing that literally nobody but them care about.
Yeah, nobody cares.
That has nothing to do with anything that's going on in Shasta County that actually needs attention.
I mean, guns are not being taken from you in Shasta County. What is wrong with these people?
No one's taking your guns. No one's stealing your elections. No one is trampling all over your right to do whatever you want. But people are... suffering from lack of mental health support. People are suffering from housing insecurity, food insecurity.
Yeah.
There's so many other issues that are way more important than
affordable
guns or
housing.
Shipping containers.
Yeah.
Or how many breakfasts Chris Kelstrom has.
Poor Chris. He's hungry.
You mean poor Chris? That means more than
I'm
some
good
people
with Chris. I would be eating with him if I could.
He's hungry.
I even messaged him. He didn't respond to me. I don't even know if he read my message. But on Facebook, I appreciated last week his comments to Mary. Like, he was very civil with her last week.
Well, see, that's the thing. We have very low expectations for men. We have very low expectations for the men in this town.
Don't yell at her, please. You're so nice.
Just don't hit her.
Oh, my God.
We're so happy with the guy that just...
Chris with his board report.
I did my normal two breakfasts.
Quit dissing his breakfast.
He's a hungry boy. Leave him alone.
But he deserves it because he did the stupid text about stealing Benji's lunch money or something.
Yeah.
So sorry, Chris, if you're listening, you're going to have to hear this every time.
Essentially, they're just bullies that haven't grown up and they haven't figured out how to be diplomatic and even find ways to get their
communicate
way.
Communicate differences. Communicate their needs.
Yes, communicate your needs. I think these boys need some therapy. They need to get in touch with their masculinity. Instead of projecting.
Yeah, it's so
on
weird.
The females in the room,
yeah.
Which they do.
Yeah, find out how not to be so toxic.
Yeah.
So
we need to break up with them by voting.
Yes. I'm to dump them.
We have with at least one.
Gotta dump them.
Yes.
Sorry.
We dumped one.
We don't tolerate this behavior in our relationship.
We do not. I feel like this is going sideways.
Yeah.
We might be projecting some of our own feelings here.
Whatever. The show is the opinions of the panel, and that's fine.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So.
Yay. Yeah. So, what else?
What are we missing, Ashley? What was
Ashley,
the next thing?
You were there.
I was listening. I wasn't really there.
I was halfway listening today because I also had, five other things I had to do at the same time. So.
I was driving to Folsom, so I was not privy to any of this until I came home and tried to get caught up. I try not to attend.
I do feel like Kevin is making a continued effort to curb the voice of the community by also minimizing the public comment section for 2 minutes per speaker.
Oh, yeah.
I think the time that they save during that is not worth abbreviating the public's voice by 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just give him the extra minute.
What is the point of that?
Because he's a control freak. That is the only reason. The only reason is because he already said it.
I also think that he's trying to speed run through these meetings and minimize the amount of time that he has to spend in the Board of Supervisors chambers while maximizing the amount of raise that he got earlier in the year.
Yeah, but it doesn't even matter. I mean, the amount of minutes he's saving time at is, very minimal. I think what happened is that he made another stupid leader decision. And, again, he is not big enough to say, you know, that was a stupid mistake. I shouldn't have done that. It really doesn't matter. Now he's like, oh, power, power, power. I have control. I can, the chair has the authority, so I'm going to use it. Like, and he sounds like a total tantrum throwing baby.
Brat.
What does he think that we just don't pay attention? Like, he let everybody, like, you know, I don't even know how many speakers came up to speak against Nathan getting appointed and Ben getting appointed.
Right.
It was a lot. There was at least a half an hour's worth of just basically a roast on both of those two. He didn't make those guys only speak for 2 minutes. But whenever Brad Garb, was it Brad Garbutt that was the one that was just appointed?
Oh, yeah.
Married guy. Yeah, so, you know, there wasn't going to be a huge amount of contention. And you could tell that Kevin was just going to go ahead and rubber stamp that one simply because... you know, he was, you know, he took it down, the comments down to 2 minutes on that, which is what, like, your bias is so showing.
Right. He doesn't care, though. I mean, that's been obvious over and over and over again. He does not care that his bias is showing. And that's where...
Because he's not having to suffer any consequences.
No
that's
consequences.
I hope consequences are coming that we don't know about.
That's...
Well, okay, so that brings up an interesting point, too, about what he said about closed session, right? So what is this like? Okay, well, first of all, let's just preface with this. There's always something coming.
Right.
There's always something coming down the pike. It's like, oh, we're going to find it out, and the truth is going to come out, and then something coming, there's something coming. So he gave us one of those there's something coming lines.
Oh, yeah.
Towards the end of the meeting when it came to down to public comment and, oh, the truth is going to come out and when people find out and blah, 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 blah. I don't think it's anything, but what do you, I mean, what could anything possibly be that's going to make Mary or Tim?
Nothing.
Look
Nothing
bad?
Is going to come. And it's just like that, the whole MAGA crap. Yeah. They're always saying something's coming. We're going to find out.
Fear,
we don't know what it was, but something happened.
Fear-mongering, fear-mongering.
Just like the election conspiracy stuff. We don't know what election fraud happened, but we know it's somewhere. We're going to find it.
Or teachers' unions want to make kids transgender. What is the motive? Oh, we don't know. We haven't figured that out yet, but we're going to find out. We're going to find out why they want to do that. In the meantime, we need to protect our kids.
Yeah.
Because these darn teachers unions.
Yeah.
How dare.
It's so weird. That weird.
How absolute dare.
I really have grabbed onto that term weird because I think it is spot on. It's weird. Like we're not mean or spiteful people, but I mean, sometimes you have to tell it like it is. It's weird.
It is weird.
It's weird to spend tons and tons of your own time and energy on stuff that's not real. What?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Like making problems that don't exist.
Yes. Trying to create solutions to problems that don't exist.
Right.
I've said it before and I will say it again. You would all just do a lot better to admit that you got bamboozled by a con man so we can all move on.
And then we just go forward. Because they're doubling down on this dude, too.
It takes too much emotional maturity for that. Yeah. Like, that's the thing.
Well, admitting you're incorrect is not a weakness. That's
humility.
Not right.
Exactly,
humility.
But they don't see it that way, so.
Yeah.
At some point, they're going to have to.
I mean, look who their idol is, Mr. Loser guy, you know.
Mr. Loser
guy. Fire. You're fired.
Oh, yeah.
And never wants to be a loser and calls everybody else a loser. Like, he's so terrified of losing.
Yes.
And they all look
called,
up to him.
People who served in the military and died died in combat, you know, suckers and losers.
Right.
And doesn't speak highly of women at all. Very misogynistic, just like these guys. And I really do feel like they think they have permission to act that way because when the leader of the free world is acting that way, it gives you permission.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this definitely started getting much worse after Trump was elected. And 2000, was it, 16?
Those are just the facts.
Yeah, they are the facts. Well, it's time to go to break again. So when we get back, we will wrap all this up and we will take calls. So get on here and talk with us so we're not so bored.
Yeah.
Give us something to talk about, people.
It's not boring.
It's not boring at all.
No.
It's very
But jump back on. We'll be right back.
We get it almost every night. When that moon gets so big and bright, it's a supernatural delight.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. We are live at the Reading Downtown Station, KCNR 96.5. And we have a caller on the line, Randy. So we're going to go ahead and grab him. Randy, are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, and my first question was about your phone numbers. I heard you give a phone number earlier, a 7539 number.
Yeah, we have a different number. But it doesn't matter. It's okay if you got through. It's just that we can't all hear each other when we call on the studio number. So, but it's okay. It's fine.
Can you give me the rest of that number? Because I only heard part of it.
Oh, sure.
What's the first part of it?
Yeah, one second. Let me pull it up real quick. Okay, it is
403
and then 7539.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So anyway, I've been in a conversation, online conversation about an individual who has no problem. He's saying that $30,000 investigation over the letter that Patrick Jones destroyed, the one from the Secretary of State.
Right.
He's saying that's wasted money.
No.
And so I've been going over that with him, and so he brought up this point. You know, he's down where he's saying, well, if the letter was addressed directly to Patrick Jones, then he gets to do what he wants with it.
That's
what I'm thinking. I can't imagine that this conversation, which Patrick Jones and Kevin Cry made public, they made slanderous allegations against Stephanie Bridget,
right.
In local news and for months. And now when they get the letter saying she did nothing wrong, they burn it. They don't tell anybody about it
right
before election.
Yeah, and the fact that Kevin Cry was in the middle of a recall, And
right.
And he based a lot of that off of the fact that, oh, this dirty district mm-hmm. attorney needs to be investigated.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem I had with the investigation of what happened to the letter. So maybe we should back up and tell listeners in case they aren't paying attention or they didn't know. Go ahead and explain what happened with the letter.
Well, you know, I mean, the letter basically, as I understand it, like Patrick Jones and Kevin Cry were accusing Stephanie Bridget of mismanaging funds,
right,
from the fire out there, and so they sent a letter to the Secretary of State, a complaint, I suppose, to look into her. So in the meantime, he's all slandering her about she did this and she did that, accusing mm-hmm. Stephanie Bridget of wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the letter came back to them saying she did nothing wrong, then nobody heard about it. Jones mm-hmm. burned it. And him and Cry, neither one of them peeped a word about it right on through election. They never said anything about it until Stephanie Bridget looked into it herself and discovered that they'd already sent a letter to Jones, but he never let anybody know about it.
Yeah.
And so, like this individual that I'm talking with online, well, he's saying, well, it was just addressed to Patrick Jones. And I'm going, how do you know that? You know, how does anybody know that? Do we know who that was to? I mean, if that letter was sent to the Secretary of State by Jones and Cry in behalf of the Board of Supervisors, then that letter belongs to us, the people.
Right. And my problem with the investigation of what he did with the letter is that they investigated whether Patrick Jones disclosed the letter.
Mm-hmm.
And he did disclose it to Cry.
Yep.
What they didn't investigate was why Cry didn't disclose it to the public.
Yes.
And so, obviously, that's the problem.
Yep.
And we paid $30,000 to find out not what we needed to know.
Yep.
And
so they can pretend to wipe their hands clean
right.
of that. And like Mary Williams pointed out, they only share the investigations that, you know, are that put them in a good light.
Right. But, you know, honestly, the truth is out. I mean, people mm-hmm. that care know what happened.
Yeah.
And we're definitely not forgetting it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's a major stain on Kevin Cry. Yeah. If it comes to the point where he has to be recalled again, I'm pretty confident that would happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for bringing up that topic. Did you have another topic?
Well, one last thing in regards to Kevin Cry. From the point where he held that town hall meeting and staged a plant in there, and he got caught on it. You know, that told everybody who Kevin Cry was right from the beginning, and he's repeated that over and over and over, going back to meet with the pillow idiot
mm-hmm.
and filling up and trying to evade the truth that the accusation was guilt. It goes on and on and on, right up to this letter.
Yeah.
So anyway, MAGA will pull up, they'll pull any dirty trick imaginable, and they have no qualms about it.
No.
So, anyway,
and not only that, but they're also master gaslighters.
Yeah.
then they say that, no, I didn't do that. You did that.
Yeah. I think what we found over the last few years is that people can do the wrong thing and there really aren't any repercussions. And so they're just going to bulldoze until they're stopped. And if there aren't repercussions, then everything rolls downhill. That's it. And it's disheartening and it's frustrating when you watch it happen and you're like, again, where's the someone, the savior on the white horse who's going to come in and say, you can't keep breaking the law. You can't keep telling lies. You can't sit up in this powerful position and treat human beings the way you treat them. But nobody is watching the hen house. And way up here in far Northern California, when I say they, I don't know who's supposed to be watching the hen house, but it seems like people don't care too much about what happens up here. They just laugh at us. Like Mary said, you know, I ran into someone in Natomas when I was there visiting for a teachers union thing. And this lady that I don't even know came up to me and said, I've been listening to your radio station. And she started laughing and she's like, oh my gosh, your county is a mess. She goes, I tell all my friends to listen in, and they don't even live here. But they listen for entertainment. it's not that they're listening because they want to learn something. They're listening for entertainment. It's embarrassing.
I mean, honestly, our whole country is embarrassing right now. I deal with people from 50 different countries every day through my job, and I also travel a lot, and yeah, we've pretty much been the laughingstock of the world since 2016.
I just keep asking, where are the adults in the room? Like, and right now, Mary Rickard is the only adult sitting up on that stage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that any of us were prepared for the strategic, underhanded deviousness of that Trump unleashed in his creation of his MAGA cult.
Just
like in the main arena of politics, all of the adults have thrown their hands up and given up and left.
Yep.
And they're doing that in Shasta County in droves. They did it themselves in the main arena of politics, and they left main positions and things like that.
Yeah.
And getting to, like I said earlier, recruiting people for those positions to be able to have some adults in the room is so infinitely difficult that it almost seems like an impossible task.
Yeah. And now, like both women were saying today, both Marys were saying, you know, we have to put these laws and policies and things into place just to keep people safe, because before this wasn't a thing. Like, you just had some sense of ethics and morals to not do that. Yeah. And some decorum. Like, when you're in a public situation, there's some decorum. Like, you might have these conversations behind closed doors and have heated conversations or whatever and disagree. But when it becomes a joke, when it becomes a show, when it becomes reality TV, like somebody's waiting to get picked up by a network or something, it's embarrassing and it's harmful to democracy. That's the scary part, is like, we can laugh at it all day long, but at the end of the day, it's doing permanent damage to our county.
It is. It's setting a precedence that you don't need to follow the rules. You don't need to follow the law. Nothing will happen to you. No. And you don't need to have good governance.
Yeah. And you can just...
Anyway, thanks for the show.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate you calling in. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
All right. Well, we have a few minutes left before we have to say goodbye. So,
last thoughts by Ashley.
Yeah,
Ashley. Go first.
By me?
You get 1 minute. You know, go. There's 3 minutes left. 2 minutes. You got one. Go.
I'll say the same thing that I say a lot is make sure that you get out there and you vote for your district supervisor. Make your vote count. And make sure that you know, if you can volunteer to help people out in the elections office to count votes. Mm-hmm. That's all very, very important. Don't let the extremists scare you away. Mm-hmm. Please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Volunteer for campaigns.
Yes.
Any, you know, if you're supportive of a candidate, ask how you can help, because maybe you can't be the one running, but you can offer your hand to them, and there's lots of work to be done. So,
and lots of campaigns.
Yeah, lots of campaigns.
School boards, what are they, 70 seats open?
Yeah.
Across
the
county.
School board.
Yeah, jump in, do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all working hard, but it seems like it's the same, you know, 25-ish people.
Yeah, and jump on our team. We're fun to work with.
Yes. Message us.
If you have kids that go to Shasta County schools, you got skin in the game. Probably the most important thing you can do is be on a school board.
Yep, absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. So, jump on our Facebook page, message us, call us.
I never told them about the we're going to be done here in just a second, but I didn't tell anybody about the anonymous message.
Oh, go. Do you have time?
I don't think I have enough time.
You have 45 seconds. Time? Go.
Nope. I got to go. Sorry, guys. Next week, I promise. Have a good night, everybody. See you next week. It's Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Tuesday.
Shasta Unmasked. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.